إمام محمد رضا إمام أهل السنة إمام أحمد رضا إمام محمد رضا إمام أهل السنة إمام أحمد رضا. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله.
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله.
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله.
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله.
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله.
My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madrini channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we are back with another beautiful program, Imam Ahl Sunnah. In this program, we will cover aspects of the biography of this great Imam, the great Mujaddid, the great scholar of Islam, the great lover of the Messenger, the great lover of the companions of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, a great lover of the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, a great lover of the awliya of this ummah of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the Mujaddid of the 14th century, none other than Mawlana Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Alhamdulillah, today we come with another topic, and inshallah what that topic is, we will come on to that in a few moments. But first, let's begin with the blessings of the recitation of salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is reported to have stated that adorn your gatherings by recital of durood-e-paak upon me, for your recital of durood-e-paak will become noor for you on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamists, inshallah, in today's program about the biography of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an, we will talk about that scholarly aspect of Ala Hazrat which made him one of the greatest muhaddis, one of the greatest scholars of hadith at his time, and also which made him a great mujaddid as well. So inshallah, in today's program, we're going to talk about both of these aspects. The aspect of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an as a muhaddith, a scholar of hadith, as well as a mujaddid, a reviver, inshallah ta'ala. And alhamdulillah, today we have our muballigh of Dawat-e-Islami, Sayyid Munir Shah Sahib, as well, alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah. And with them, we have our Naad Khan, Asif Madani Sahib, mashaAllah, with us as well, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah. So, inshallah ta'ala, today, like I've mentioned, we're going to talk about these two aspects, muhaddith and mujaddid, inshaAllah ta'ala. Let's go to our Sayyid Munib Shah Sahib, inshaAllah ta'ala, and see where they would like to begin the discussion today, inshaAllah.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Salatu Salam, Ala Sayyid Al Anbiya, Ibn Musaleen. Talking about, inshaAllah, I'd like to talk about the mujaddid first. Inshallah. First of all, that why a mujaddid is sent. Then, inshaAllah, we'll talk about Allah as being the 14th century mujaddid. That what is the reason behind a mujaddid being sent. And there's various narrations, but when there comes a period of time in the shortage of knowledge and deterioration of the sunnah of the beloved Ali salatu wasalam, and when there is an increase in false innovation, this is one of the time when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he sends down a mujaddid and he revives Islam in that century. And regarding this, there's a hadith of the Prophet Ali salatu wasalam. It mentioned that indeed Allah will send at the beginning of every century such an individual, such a person for this nation, for this ummah. And I would like to point one thing out. Here he mentions the ummah, not just Muslims or certain individuals. For the entire nation, for the entire ummah of Rasulullah ﷺ, Allah will send such a person who will rejuvenate and restore the religion.
SubhanAllah.
So mujaddid is sent for this cause. After every 100 years, a mujaddid is sent, and is mentioned, and is a consensus of ulama as well, that the mujaddid of the 14th century is none other than Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmatul Rahman. And I'd like to talk about certain aspects you mentioned that regarding mujaddid and a muhaddis. But just in Ala Hazrat themselves, like, how are they a mujaddid? Many people deny this, but an individual who is such an intellectual individual, who's wrote books on so many different topics, and I'd like to mention some of them as well, and when we get into more as well. So he wrote 31 books on Aqidah.
Subhanallah.
He wrote 17 books on Kalam. He wrote 6 books on Tafsir.
Subhanallah.
11 books on Hadith. 2 books on Usul-e Hadith.
Subhanallah.
9 books on Usul-e Fiqh. 150 books on Fiqh.
Subhanallah.
4 books on Inheritance. 6 books on Arabic language. 2 books on Lugha. 3 books on Seer. 30 books on Fada'il.
Subhanallah.
18 books of Manaqib. 2 books on Suluk. 2 books on Akhlaq, 3 books on Tasawwuf, 5 books on Adhkar, 3 books of Tariq, and approximately around 18 books of Munazara, 6 books of Tawqeed, 3 books on Hayyat. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi wrote 3 books on algorithms, 3 books on mathematics, and 3 books on engineering, and various other books, 76 books, 26 books, 7 books, all these combined, they wrote books refuting certain individuals, as I mentioned at the beginning. That Mujaddids get sent for what reason? At that time, to get rid of bad innovations. This is what Ala Hazrat Ali Rahmah done when he came as a Mujaddid.
Subhanallah. This is just a touch upon the works of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi and why the scholars has classified him to be a Mujaddid. And in terms of the Mujaddid, like you mentioned, it's very important that we realize that this is part of the religion. This is the part of the way, because we know that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he is the final prophet. After the arrival of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, there is no new prophet that is going to come to this world. Now the prophethood, it has come to a close. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is a seal of prophethood. Now after that, it is upon the ulama of this ummah that they are going to continuously revive the religion. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will is, that on the turning of every 100 years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send an individual from this ummah who will revive the religion of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And as we've mentioned, that this individual, he is not an individual that will just revive religious aspects, but he's an individual that will revive the nation at a whole in so many different aspects of life. Inshallah ta'ala, this mujaddid, his influence will be there, and so many individuals, they will know of him and know of his works, know of his teachings and his what he has been able to carry out during his lifetime, insha'Allah, Azza wa Jal. Now, the next aspect of the Mujaddid, why are all of these books that he has written, why are they so important in him being a Mujaddid?
As I mentioned, Taqir, by the start as well, that a Mujaddid is sent to eradicate the bad notions of that time. And Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, they came and wrote books on certain topics. Remember, Taqir, by the Ala Hazrat, when they wrote books on the spot.
Subhanallah.
I.e., sometimes they did not even refer to any other books. Ala Hazrat was such an individual that when individuals came to him for questions, they wrote answers whilst they were on their bed.
Subhanallah.
And not any individual can do this. And as you mentioned, approximately 500 scholars came together and united upon this decision that Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma was the Mujaddid of the century.
Sure.
And a Mujaddid, you don't become a Mujaddid very easily, as you do nowadays. And you need a very strong memory for this. And one thing I'd like to mention about the memory of Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma is that how long it took them, the duration for them to do hifz.
Subhanallah.
And approximately, we know that we've been told generally that it took them about a month to do the hifz of the Quran. But that if you go into more detail, and very less individuals know this, and if you sit in the sohbah of scholars, you'll find out, inshallah, that throughout the month of Ramadan, Ala Hazrat, remember Mujaddid, you know, when Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, they were called this title of Hafiz when they were not Hafiz. So just to prove that individual, and I don't want them to talk about me like in this manner, so therefore they became a Hafiz in this way. It's mentioned that Ala Hazrat used to spend 15 minutes approximately every single day to do hifz, and the total duration throughout the month was approximately 7.5 hours.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
7.5 hours to 8 hours it took them to memorize the entire Holy Quran.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
So this was the memory of Ala Hazrat, and you need to have such a good memory. Remember, if a person's memory is not good, some hadith are not accepted.
Definitely.
So therefore, a mujaddid of the century, their memory needs to be good. There are many waqiyat, many incidents related to Allah Hazrat's memory you find in the childhood. At such an age of 13, they were given the sanad of iftar. They were allowed to sit in iftar. Nowadays, it takes 40, 30, 60 years to become a mufti. But Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was such a mujaddid, such an individual which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala blessed, that with such a good memory, and people, of course, they were blessed him with such a good memory that he became a mujaddid of the century.
Subhanallah. You indicated towards a very beautiful point that Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would often write his books on the spot. And this reminds me of the famous book of Allah Hazrat Ad-Dawlat al-Makiyyah, in which Sayyidi Allah Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala, and he talked and defended the knowledge of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And it's mentioned in relation to this that Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala at that time, he was in Makkatul Mukarramah, away from his library, which is in Bareilly Sharif. He's away from his library, away from all of the books and everything, and he himself is in Makkatul Mukarramah. And obviously, being away from your library, mm-hmm. where you can reference all of these works and everything, Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala, he wrote this beautiful book, Ad-Dawlat al-Makiyyah, talking about the knowledge of the unseen of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and defending the honor and the knowledge of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam in such a beautiful way. And this is one example out of many examples that can be given of how Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he would write that book on the spot. And it is mentioned that over a few hours he wrote that book and he completed that book. And this is the beautiful memory, the beautiful knowledge of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Another aspect talking about the memory of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Once it is mentioned that he was traveling, and as he was traveling, he came to meet one famous scholar of that particular time. And when he got to the house of that scholar, he seen a particular book in that scholar's library. And Allah Hazrat says that I've been wanting to read this book for some time. Can you allow me to borrow that book, and then I will get it sent back to you after I've completed reading it? The scholar gave permission that no problem, you can take that book. Then what happened is that as Allah Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala was about to leave back towards and to continue their travels, the weather changed. So obviously it's not like now nowadays where you have cars and all of this forms of transportation. Mm. So when weather went bad, it didn't allow Allah Hazrat to travel any further. So Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala, he stayed in that particular individual's apartment for another day, for another night. And during that night, Allah Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala, he read the entire book, and he even made a little context page at the beginning of that book for that scholar as well. And then in the morning, he returned that book to the scholar. And the scholar goes, it's okay, you can take it with you. And later on, inshallah, you can return it. Sayyidi Allah Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala, and he states that for many months, every single word of this book, I will not forget. And for my entire lifetime, I will not forget the summary of the book, at least. So I don't need to take this with me anymore. Overnight, I have completed reading this book, and this will stay with me for the rest of my life, inshallah. This is the memory of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala.
Mashallah. Taqir bhai, as you mentioned regarding the memory, inshallah, we'll move on. A mujaddid will defend any sort of bad notion at that time, be it any attack on the Prophet alayhi salatu salam, Sahaba, Ahle Bayt, anything in relation to that. Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, a mujaddid in particular, besides Ala Hazrat, even as a child, his memory is very strong. Even as a child, his intellect is not as equal as to others, is higher. A waqiya by Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, when they were 4 years, 4 months, and 4 days old, there is a rasam, there's a ritual which we do. It's called rasme bismillah. I.e., when a child reaches this age, a teacher or a scholar or a pious person or wali is called, and he will make that child recite bismillah and the qaida alif ba ta tha to ya, etc. He will be his teacher. So when Ala Hazrat rasme bismillah was done, a scholar was called, and then the scholar was called for this, and the rasme bismillah was done. Then Ala Hazrat at that time, this was the intellect of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and a mujaddid needs to have this intellect as well at such an age also. And the scholar, he said, read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim So the Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, they read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And remember, you know, in Qa'ida we have, for example, the Madani Qa'ida. If you look at Alif, Ba, Ta, Tha, the first line, this is all together. Then if you look at after Jim, etc. and all that, these words are separate. They're not joined together. This is the structure of that. And when you look at after that, these are Mufridah letters. These. And among the Mufridah, there are Musta'aliyah, which you have to pronounce differently. Then when you look at the next page, there's something called Murakkab or Murakkabat. When two letters combine and to make a word. So students, they need to realize, remember the first lesson in order to complete the second lesson. And generally what happens is that students, when they move on to second lesson, they sometimes tend to forget the first one and struggle joining. Well, Allah Hazrat was not this case. So this, the Rasm Bismillah started, and then during the Muraqabah lesson, then came two words, was Lam and Alif. Lam, Alif. And so the teacher said to Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, read Lam, Alif. Well, Allah Hazrat remained silent. Allah Hazrat did not speak. Then Ustaz Sahib repeated again, and said, read Lam Alif. Again, Allah Hazrat did not repeat. Then the grandfather of Allah Hazrat, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, said, son, listen to your Ustaz Sahib and repeat. Then Allah Hazrat turned towards their blessed grandfather and asked a question that, I've read all of these huruf before. Alif came, I read. Ba came, I read. Etc. Meem came, I read. Then why am I being told to repeat this again? Then Allah Hazrat, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, Alayhi Dada Jan, became very impressed and happy that his child is thinking this manner. So the words were separate, and I'll tell you why the intellect of Allah Hazrat. The words were separate, and the words were now, first the words were separate, now they're joined again. Then Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he read after the grandfather explained, and it is mentioned that when you look at the word Lam and Alif, this Allah Hazrat noted this point, and he mentioned this, he said, when you look at the word Lam and Alif, when you spell Lam out, it has three letters. When you spell Alif out, it has three letters. In between Lam comes Alif. And in between Alif, the middle letter is Lam. This is why these two are joined together and presented in the Madani Qaida or any Qaida which is present. And Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali picked up on this point, to which we think is minor, and remember, and is mentioned, as well, scholars mentioned at this point, that this incident is real. Sometimes a person writes something, writes a sentence, writes a ruling, but he did later on, he thought it meant something, but later down the line, scholars interpreted it in a different way, which he didn't know it could be interpreted in that way. Whereas Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali was interpreted in this way, that the reason for Lam and Alif, why is it not Ba and Meem, or Ba and Alif, or Meem and Alif, why is it not that? The reason for Lam and Alif being joined together is because Lam has three letters, Meem has three letters. In the middle of Lam comes Alif, and middle of Alif comes Lam. And Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali picked on this point as well.
MashaAllah, very beautiful Madani pearls there given about the intellect of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala from a young age. Today, when we look at our youngsters, when we look at the children that are getting brought up in our households, is their intellect or is their mindset anywhere linked like this? Probably not. But this is the beauty of the intellect and the level of understanding of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala. And it's very important that we also try our utmost best, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, to gain from this aspect of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala and his upbringing, his family, his memory, his intellect. All of this is very, very, literally, all of this is very, very unique, and it's very, very humbling when we see such a individual has such a good upbringing, has such a beautiful understanding of the religion. But then again, he's a very humble and a very pious individual. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he allows us to benefit from Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala and as well insha'Allah ta'ala's knowledge and gain the benefits of this. Now insha'Allah ta'ala, we'll come on to one of the segments of our particular program today insha'Allah ta'ala, and that is Kalame Raza insha'Allah ta'ala. During this segment, we try and go over a few of the famous kalams of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala and try to understand the meaning of those kalams. And then inshallah, we have our Naat Khan with us as well, insha'Allah ta'ala, and they will recite the kalam to us as well, insha'Allah. Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamists, insha'Allah, today in our segment of Kalami ala Hazrat Kalami Raza, insha'Allah ta'ala, we're going to touch upon the very beautiful and very famous kalam of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Wo kamal husne huzur hai ke guman naqs jahan nahi, insha'Allah ta'ala. But before we talk about the ash'ar, the points on this, I think it's important for us to know the background of this particular kalam. It's very important. And then once you realize the background of this kalam, why it came into writing, and then you listen to the beautiful verses of this kalam, believe me, it will have a different effect on you, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. At that time, where Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala an was, he was known to be a famous poet. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, everyone knew about his poetry, and they knew that he writes very beautiful poetry. At that particular time, there was a minister of a particular area of Hind. And the people at that particular time, they were writing poetry in praise of that particular minister. Some individuals, they came to Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala as well and said that, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, you are known for your poetry. You have known how beautifully you write in praise of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Why don't you also write a few verses in praise of this particular minister, because he is giving out rewards to those individuals that are writing good poetry in his praise. So Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala an, he decided that, okay, you are requesting me to write poetry, I will write a poem as well, I will write some poetry as well. But when Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala an, he picked up his blessed pen, he began to write poetry. And the poetry that he began to write was this kalam. Wo kamal husne huzur hai ke guman naqs jahan nahi, yahi phool khar se dur hai, yahi shama hai ke dua nahi. Wo kamal husne huzur hai. He's talking and he's referring to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, that the beautiful husn, beauty of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, it's so perfect that it doesn't even have the guman of naqs. Guman of naqs means that it doesn't even have the speculation of some sort of defect. This is how complete the beauty of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is, that an individual, he cannot even think about any defect for the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And then he uses the metaphor that yahi phool khar se dur hai. This is that flower which is free from a thorn. Every flower nowadays, when you look in the garden and you look at a particular flower, there is some sort of thorn, some sort of prickling thing that is connected to it. But no, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he's referring this metaphor towards the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's beauty is so great, so complete, that even the aspect of a thorn is not, how it's not connected to a flower. This is the beauty of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Yahi shamma hai ke dua nahi. This is that candle that does not have any smoke attached to it as well. As the wax begins to melt from the candle, there's a smoke that comes out. But no, with the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, his beauty is so complete that even this is not allowed to be said with the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Let's listen to this verse from our Nat Khan Asif Madani, inshaAllah ta'ala.
Bala walula bi kamalihi, bala walula bi kamalihi, kashafa duja bi jamali, hi hasuna jamiyo khi salihi, sallu alayhi wa alihi, bala wallula bi kamalihi. وہ کمال حسن حضور ہے، وہ کمال حسن حضور ہے کہ گمان نفس جہاں نہیں، وہ کمال حسن حضور ہے، وہ کمال حسن حضور ہے کہ گمان نفس جہاں نہیں، یہی پھول خار سے دور ہے، یہی پھول خار سے دور ہے، یہی شمع ہے کہ دھواں بلغل لاب کمالہ.
The next verse that we'll go over is another beautiful verse of Sayyidi Ali Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an in relation to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. میں نثار تیرے کلام پر ملی یوں تو کس کو زبان نہیں، وہ سخن ہے جس میں سخن نہ ہو، وہ بیان ہے جس کا بیان نہیں. Sayyidi Ali Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala and here is referring to the blessed speech and the blessed tongue of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. That may we be sacrificed on the kalam, the blessed speech of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. میں نثار تیرے کلام پر ملی یوں تو کس کو زبان نہیں. That how beautiful is the speech of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We've never seen anyone who is as articulate as the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. وہ سخن ہے جس میں سخن نہ ہو. Here another beauty of the poetry of Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an, that sometimes he uses the same word in different meanings. Here the first sukhan, this is referring to the speech of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam, the kalam of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam. وہ سخن ہے جس میں سخن نہ ہو. The second sukhan here, it refers to anyone who is to have an objection. This is not possible when the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam speaks. وہ سخن ہے جس میں سخن نہ ہو. This is that speech of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam that no one has any objection towards this. وہ بیان ہے جس کا بیان نہیں. This is that speech that no one can even speak about the beauty of the speech of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah.
میں نثار تیرے کلام پر، میں نثار تیرے کلام پر ملی یوں تو کس کو زبان نہیں، میں نثار تیرے کلام پر، میں نثار تیرے کلام پر ملی یوں تو کس کو زبان نہیں، وہ سخن ہے جس میں سخن نہ ہو، وہ سخن ہے جس میں سخن نہ ہو، وہ بیان ہے جس کا بیان نہیں، بلغ العلا بکمالہ.
Inshallah. One final verse inshallah ta'ala for this segment, and then we'll come back to this kalam towards the end of the program as well inshallah ta'ala. This is another beautiful verse of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an, ba khuda khuda ka yahi hai dar, nahi aur koi mafar makar, jo wahan se ho yahi aake ho, jo yahan nahi to wahan nahi. Here Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an is talking about how close is the connection with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam and that of the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If someone wants to be successful in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he must go through the medium of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. And Sayyidi Ali Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala, and here he is taking a qasam, ba khuda. This is a qasam that ba khuda, khuda ka yahi hai dar. If we want to gain into the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you must go through the court of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Nahi aur koi mafar makar. Mafar, this refers to the place of where someone runs off towards. So this is that place where someone is to run towards. And makar, this is the place where someone is to take refuge. So Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala and here is saying that if you do not come to the court of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, then there is nowhere that you can run towards and there is no place that you can gain refuge from. This where you will go towards and where you will gain refuge, this is the blessed court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Jo wahan se ho, yehi aake ho. That whoever is gonna go to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he must go through the court and the medium of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Jo yahan nahi, to wahan nahi. Whoever has not come through the court of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he's also not gone to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Ba khuda khuda ka yahi hai dar. Ba khuda khuda ka yahi hai dar. Nahi aur koi mafar makar. Ba khuda khuda ka yahi hai dar. Ba khuda khuda ka yahi hai dar. Nahi aur ko imafar makar. Jo wahan se ho yahi aake ho. Jo wahan se ho yahi aake ho. Jo yahan nahi to wahan nahi. Balaghal ula bi kamalihi.
Mashallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear sahabas, now inshallah ta'ala we come back towards our topic. Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala as a mujaddid and a muhaddith. Now alhamdulillah we've talked about the mujaddid aspect of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala. Hopefully now inshallah we will come on to talk about a bit about Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala and a muhaddith. You've already heard how Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala has written 11 books on a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and two books on asul hadith, the science behind hadith as well. So inshallah ta'ala we'll talk about this aspect of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala and inshallah ta'ala we'll gain benefit from this as well inshallah. So ji Munib Shah sahab.
Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi Tawqeer bhai, mashallah, they've done so much services for the deen in regards to being a muhaddis and in regards to a hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam. If someone was to mention a hadith in front of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would even know the chain of narrations going back to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. This was the in-depth knowledge of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi regarding a hadith. Today when we mention a hadith to someone, Taqir bhai, we say the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said. But Ala Hazrat's habit was this, that they used to mention the chain of narration till the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and they used to say these narrations like that. Similarly, when we mention a narration, we don't know, sometimes we are not in wuzu. But this was the love of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi for just the words of the Prophet alayhi salatu salam. Then we can imagine the love for the Prophet alayhi salam himself. The love of just the words of the Prophet alayhi salatu salam, that whenever they used to talk about a hadith or bayan or mention a hadith or teach a hadith in a gathering, they were always in the state of wudu.
Subhanallah.
So Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is such a muhaddis that which we can all take lessons from and apply that in our lives. Of course, we won't become muhaddis, but it says that you should copy good people. Or if you can't copy them completely, copy some action of them so you may be good.
Definitely.
So therefore, this action itself, that whenever we mention a hadith or a saying of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that we should make a habit and develop a habit that we should stay in the state of wudu.
Subhanallah. Mashallah, very beautiful points mentioned by Munib Shah Sahab. And definitely, if you look at Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala and his works, you will find that maybe, although we've just said 11 books are specifically on the topic of hadith, but in every single book of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala, you'll find that the faizan of the blessed ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, the blessings of the blessed statements of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, they are showering the mercy and blessings in all of the writings of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an. Anyone who's had the opportunity of reading the works of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an, or looking at any of the works of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala, you'll find that on certain topics, normally when writers write, they'll mention a few ahadith, one or two. But Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala, and he will start mentioning ahadith after ahadith. So many ahadith would be mentioned, and this would tell us his grasp, knowledge on the topic of ahadith as well. You mentioned something very important, and I would like to just touch upon that with the views of Madani Channel in terms of the sanad, the chain of narration. The chain of narration, this is such an aspect of the religion of Islam that it has a huge importance. The reason why Islam is preserved the way it is today is because of this aspect of sanad, because of this aspect of the chain of narration, that how the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he narrated a particular hadith. The Sahaba ikram alayhim uridwan, they took that hadith and they narrated it to the tabi'een. They took it and narrated it to the taba tabi'een. They took it and narrated it to the following people, up until the compilers of a hadith. Sayyidina Imam Bukhari radiyallahu ta'ala, Imam Muslim, and these scholars that started compiling hadith, they come many hundred years later. But this concept of the sanad, of the chain of narration, this is very, very important from the time of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam up until the time of it was being compiled by the compilers of hadith. And this is something that Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala, we find he showed great importance towards this as well. That when he would mention the ahadith by verbally or by writing, he would mention the sanad as well, mashallah.
Taqi bhai, this is why I said that aglo ne likha bahut ilme deen par. جو کچھ اس صدی میں ہے وہ تنہا رضا کا ہے
سبحان اللہ
and اعلی حضرت رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ was such an individual upon whom ulama scholars of that time and even after till date have given so many alqabat regarding their works in on hadith fiqh or be it any subject so many alqabat which according to myself many of the scholars I've heard as well say that they have never seen an individual blessed with so many titles
سبحان اللہ
This is the maqam and the shan of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali and the works that they have done. And when you look at the works, this is a true muhaddith and a true mujaddid. Taqeed by that. When you look at any work of theirs, from every single, I would not say word, every single letter, the ishq of Rasulullah Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is apparent from them words.
Definitely.
And when you look at, as we mentioned, the poetry as well, from each and then every aspect, even every shi'r that's mentioned in the poetry, either is relating back to a story in the Quran or something from the hadith or about the Prophet ﷺ or any incident regarding Islam. This was the vast intellect of a muhaddith and a mujaddid, which is Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. And Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh was such a muhaddith and is mentioned when in the chapter of muhaddith when we talk about Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. These titles, I like to mention a few of them as well, that they were calling the Imam Ashiqan. That's what they started with. Muhakkik Dauran, Alama Zaman, which we heard on Madani Channel before as well. Then Tajul Ulama, Tajul Hukama, Sirajul Sulaha, Sirajul Fuqaha, Sahib Ilm Fahm Zaka, and many more titles were given that they were saying that he is the Naib Ghaus-e-Azam.
Subhanallah.
He is the Naib Ghaus-e-Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And it is mentioned as well that such individual who possesses all these titles can be none other than Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. So a muhaddith and a mujaddid is not just who I or you accept. It's the vast majority of individuals they accept and they unite upon a consensus that this person is a true mujaddid and a true muhaddith. Then he becomes known as that. Today, as we know, a random person can get up and say he is, but no one will believe him. But Ala Hazrat, remember, when you claim to be something and you do not prove it by your actions, then you are failing. You can't claim to be that thing. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he didn't claim to be a mujaddid. He was given this title. But Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he proved from his works, he proved from his teachings and preaching that he is indeed a muhaddith and a mujaddid.
It's mentioned the ulama, obviously they liked, many people have worked upon the works of Ala Hazrat. The works of Ala Hazrat are so great that people have been working on the works of Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala. For example, it's known that people have done theses on Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala an. And one aspect in terms of the hadith of Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala's contribution towards the ilm al-hadith of Ala Hazrat I want to touch upon is that it is mentioned that where we've talked about 11 books of ahadith, Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala has written specifically on the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But there's another compilation which is known as Jami'ul Ahadith, where Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala, all of the ahadith that he worked upon and he's discussed in his various different books, the ulama, they have come together and they have compiled these ahadith and the explanation of these ahadith, and these ahadith have come over a 10 volumes, I believe. This 10 volumes of Jami' al-Ahadith, where Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala and all of the ahadith that he's talked about and he's touched upon, he's given the commentary and the explanations of these ahadith, they have come together from the ulama. And this is a sign, just a glimpse of the work of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala and ilm al-Hadith and how he was as a muhaddith, a scholar of hadith.
جی توقیر بھائی, دس از وائی از مینشن دیٹ جو لکھ دیا ہے اس نے سند ہے دین میں,
سبحان اللہ,
اہل قلم کی آبرو نقطہ رضا کا ہے, جلوہ نور ہے کہ سراپا رضا کا ہے, تصویر سنیت ہے کہ چہرہ رضا کا ہے, وادی رضا کی ہے, کوہ ہمالا رضا کا ہے, جس سمت دیکھیے وہ علاقہ رضا کا ہے. اینڈ جس سمت دیکھیے وہ علاقہ رضا کا ہے, ٹچ اپن دس, دیٹ جس سمت دیکھیے, وے ایور یو سی that ilaqa, that area is of raza, and wherever you see, that's the area of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And a mujaddid in particular, this is a job of a mujaddid, that he will revive the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, revive those works, those, and get rid of those innovations which have started at that time. And Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, this is shair is referring to that as well, ke jis samt dekhiye wo ilaqa raza ka hai, that wherever you look at, in any aspect, you look at in terms of fiqh, you look at in terms of hadith, you look at in terms of tawqeed, and any other uloom which Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi mastered, or any uloom that exists at that time.
Definitely, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala and his khidmat, his contributions towards all of the sciences, they are phenomenal, and they are leading in terms of our day and age. When you look at the scholarly work of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala, and it's shining and it's very apparent, illuminating how much contribution that he radiallahu ta'ala contributed towards these particular sciences in our day and age. Whatever science Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala would touch upon, he would master it. And it seems like that Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala, until he would not master a particular science, he would not find peace. He would go to the extent that he would literally master that science. And it is mentioned that over 50 different sciences that Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala had mastery over. And he written in total over 1,000 books. And this was Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala's mastery on the science of hadith as well. That he's mentioned so many ahadith in his writings. His beautiful works on the ahadith can be seen. And even if you look at the fatawa, the verdicts of Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala, it would always be the case that first Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala, when answering a particular fatwa, a particular verdict, he would begin with the Quran. If there's any clear indication of that particular verdict from the glorious Quran, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala would first clarify that from the glorious Quran. After that, he will let go the vast river of the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam before then coming on to the statements of the Buzurgani Deen, the pious predecessors and the scholars of this religion before him, radiallahu ta'ala. And then eventually he would summarize everything and give the verdict as per his understanding as well. So this was Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala as a mujaddid and as a muhaddis, insha'Allah ta'ala. We will come back to our segment now of the kalam of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala. And today the kalam that we are going over is the kalam, wo kamal husne huzur hai ke gumaan naqsh jahan nahi. So far, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, we've covered three verses of this kalam, and inshallah we'll mention a few more as well, inshallah azza wa jal, and gain the understanding of these particular verses of this beautiful kalam of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
You talk about Ustaz Asif Madani Sahib. They mentioned a shi'r on which you gave a mashallah good explanation for. There is a difference between me giving an explanation, yourself giving an explanation, or a scholar giving an explanation, or someone the likes of Amir Ahl-Sunnah Damal Barakatum Al-Ali giving an explanation. So I'd just like to mention the explanation of that shi'r in the words of Amir Ahl-Sunnah Damal Barakatum Al-Ali. Wo kamal husn huzur hai ke guman naqs jahan nahi, yahi phool khar se dur hai, yahi shama hai ke duha nahi. That the beauty of the Holy Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam is absolutely perfect and flawless.
Subhanallah.
One cannot even think of a fault in it. The stem of every flower has thorns, but the fragrant flower of Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha has flower berries, the only one which is absolutely free from thorns. He carries on similarly, every candle emits smoke, which has a sort of flaw in it, but the Blessed Rasul Ali Salatu Wasalam is that bright candle in the blessed fold of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that is smokeless and absolutely flawless.
MashaAllah, very beautifully addition and explanation towards the kalam that we've been reciting. And MashaAllah, Sayyidi Amir al-Sunnah Damat Birkat Min Aliyah is a true lover of Sayyidi Ali Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala. And he gives us this mindset that when it comes to the kalams of Sayyidi Ali Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala, we know that they are deeply indulged in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So all of us inshaAllah should listen to the kalams of Ala Hazrat and try to understand them as well inshaAllah ta'ala. Another beautiful verse that I would like to go upon now is inshaAllah very beautiful. وَهِ لَا مَقَانْ كَ مَقِينْ هُوَي سَرِ عَرْشْ تَخْتِ نَشِينْ هُوَي وہ نبی ہیں جس کے ہیں یہ مقام وہ خدا ہے جس کا مقام نہیں. And this is referring to the event of Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And at the same time, like we've been mentioning in our program today, that a mujaddid comes to get rid of bad innovation. And one of these bad innovations is the misconception about giving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a place. To say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ma'adha Allah, sits upon the arsh, exists above the arsh, ma'adha Allah. This is the bad notion, the bad innovation that Sayyidi Ali Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala is also clarifying in this particular verse. وَهِ لَا مَقَانْ كَ مَقِينْ هُوِي. That the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he was blessed with the vision of لا مَقَانْ. That area that we cannot say is a particular area. He went beyond Sidratul Muntaha. He went beyond even the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we cannot say what that place is. Sare arsh takhte nashin huye. And once again here, that we went beyond the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wo nabi hai jiske hai ye maqam. This is that Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that holds this station. But remember, وہ خدا ہے جس کا مکان نہیں. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that Allah who does not have any sort of place. We cannot attribute a place for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala and very beautifully is clarifying, referring to the journey of Al-Isra wal Mi'raj, where Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala was blessed with going beyond the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we can say that this is the place of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But what we can't do is give a place to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, our Nath Khan Islam brother will read this in his beautiful andaz as well.
وَهِ لَا مَقَانْ كَ مَقِينْ هُوَي وَهِ لَا مَقَانْ كَ مَقِينْ هُوَي سَرِ عَرْش تَخْت نَشِينْ هُوَي وَهِ لَا مَقَانْ کے مکین ہوئے وہی لا مکان کے مکین ہوئے سر عرش تخت نشین ہوئے وہ نبی ہے جس کے ہے یہ مکان وہ نبی ہے جس کے ہے یہ مکان، وہ خدا ہے جس کا مکان ہی بلغ العلا بکمال
ہی. انا دشیر کرو تیرے نام پہ جان فدا، نہ بس ایک جان دو جہاں فدا، دو جہاں سے بھی نہیں جی برا، کروں کیا کروڑوں جہاں نہیں. Such a beautiful verse of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ is saying that how we wish that we can sacrifice everything for the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Karu tere naam pe jaan fida, just on the blessed name of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we will sacrifice everything of this world. Na bas ek jaan do jahan fida, not just this world, rather both was this world as well as the hereafter. On the name of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we will sacrifice everything. Do jahan se bhi nahi ji bara. Our heart, it is not content with even after sacrificing both worlds. After sacrificing this world and the hereafter, our heart is still not content. Karu kya? Karoro jahan nahi. What should we do? We do not have thousands and millions of worlds that we can sacrifice. We have this world and we have the hereafter. Everything we will sacrifice on the name of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This is the determination that we must have, the love, devotion, the connection that each and every one of us must have towards Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Karu tere naam pe jaan fida.
Karu tere naam pe jaan fida. Karu tere naam pe jaan fida. Karu tere naam pe jaan fida. Na base دو جہاں فدا، دو جہاں سے بھی نہیں جی برا، دو جہاں سے بھی نہیں جی بھرا، کروں کیا کروڑوں جہان ہی بلغ العلا بکمال ہی، کشف دوجا بجمال ہی، حسن جمیع خصال ہی، صلو علیہ وآلہ.
MashaAllah, if you remember the background story that I told you about the beginning of this kalam, why this kalam was written, and then you listen to this last particular verse of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala on this kalam. That minister that I told you about, he was the minister of an area called Nanpara. In Hind, an area called Nanpara, he was the minister of that area. And see how Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala, and he twists this Nanpara, and what he writes in the particular last verse of this kalam, where the takhallus is used of the poet, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala, he writes, کرو مدح اہل دول رضا، پرے اس بلا میں میری بلا، میں گدا ہوں اپنے کریم کا، میرا دین پارا اینا نہیں. یہ سیدی اعلی حضرت رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ says that کرو مدح اہل دول رضا. اہل دول means the wealthy people. مدح means shall I praise. So سیدی اعلی حضرت رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ says that shall I praise the wealthy people of this world؟ پرے اس بلا میں میری بلا، may I be destroyed within this destruction. By me mentioning the praises of the wealthy people of this world, this is a destruction for me. If I was ever to do this, may I be destroyed within this destruction. Main gada hoon apne kareem ka. I am a slave of my kareem, my merciful master, referring to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Mera deen para ina nahi. He takes naan para, he twists it around and he says that my religion, mera deen, my religion, para e na nahi, it's not a piece of bread. Remember, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu was told, write poetry in praise of that minister so that you will gain a reward for this. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu says, no, my pen, it writes praises, but the praises of all the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because my religion, I've not sold my religion for a few pieces of bread. This is not the reason why I have started poetry. My poetry is purely for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Karu madhe ahle duwal wasat.
Karu madhe ahle duwal raza. Karu madhe ahle duwal raza. Padhe is bala me meri bala. Karumad he ahle duwal raza pade is bala me meri bala main gada hu apne kareem ka main gada hu apne kareem ka mera deen pa رائے نان ہی بلا غلولا بے کمال ہی کشف دو جا بے جمال ہی حسن جمی اوخ صال ہی سلو علیہ وآلہ
MashaAllah, very beautifully you heard the explanation of a few verses of this kalam. Obviously, if we are to discuss the whole entire kalam, then it will take a lot of time. But just a few highlighted verses we picked, and each and every single verse of Allah Hazrat, whether in this kalam or in the rest of the Hadaik-e-Bakhshish, so many madani pearls can be taken from these kalams of Sayyidi Ali Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala. And alhamdulillah, today in our program, you heard and you learnt about the beautiful aspect of the life of Sayyidi Ali Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala and Ali Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, both as a mujaddid and a muhaddith. Inshallah ta'ala, we will be back with another topic from the biography of Sayyidi Ali Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala and inshallah azza wa jal. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Imam Muhammad Rida, Imam Ahli Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Rida, Imam Muhammad Rida, Imam